when you shop in-store at any Lover's Lane and buy any amazing We Vibe product, you receive a free toy bag to store your new favorite thing in. While you're in our stores as well, check out our face masks. They're currently buy one, get one free.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lover's Lane.
Today and tomorrow only, in-store and online, we have our 420 sale going on. So if you buy any four items, you get 20% off your entire order.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lover's Lane.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores. I'm an intimacy expert online and the host of our podcast, all about love, romance, intimacy, connecting and bonding with your partner, which always isn't the easiest task, especially if you experience any anxiety, pain, you know, any real life things that happen, and now you're trying to be physical. And it's just not working, and you might get some frustrations, or maybe you just want a little pick-me-up, a little extra stimulation for intercourse, and you've tried other products, and you want to go the more natural route. Where do you go? Today's episode is all about CBD in the bedroom, because there are a ton of benefits to it, and I thought for a while it was getting overlooked when we got it in our stores, I would say maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and now there's just too many products for me to ignore or to sit on the back burner with, and I'm so happy that I didn't wait any longer because they are phenomenal. So it deserves a little bit of talking about through this episode, and of course, if you guys have questions about lubricants or stimulating gels or anything like that, you can go ahead and reach out to me. So today, I guess we'll talk about kind of why they're gaining popularity and what are the benefits of using CBD and why or how could it be a right fit for you to add it to the bedroom. First and foremost, I just have to say there are so many products that have the CBD added to it in the past 2 or 3 years. You know, CBD has been everywhere. I can find it in the grocery store when I'm looking at toothpaste or bath bombs. It's even suggested for children that have medical problems to have more of a natural healing effect versus pharmaceutical drugs. It is great for chronic pain, maybe with arthritis, nerves, any really like area that you want to put it on your body, and that includes vaginal and anal. It has taken me a long time, I will say honestly and guiltily, to jump on the bandwagon to support CBD. I kind of felt like I didn't know the difference between dosing it. I was nervous to see any side effects, and I didn't really know how my partner was going to react to it. So seeing all these different products and hearing these amazing, amazing rave reviews from customers, like I cannot ignore this anymore, especially from women that I know personally that have similar troubles to myself during sex, which is pain, which needs to honestly be talked about a little bit more. Super common to have mild to severe pain during sex. And, you know, there are things like CBD or talking to your doctor or really whatever works for you, but sometimes it just takes a little bit of trial and error. But know that it is very, very common to have pain during sex. So anyway, I had to try the CBD oil and CBD lube stimulants. I've kind of had enough of just seeing them and not trying them myself. And it totally changed my life. The deal is that 75% of women are going to experience pain during sex. So like I said, you know, it is really, really common. And I know that those listening will know what I'm talking about. As a young adult, for me, it would only happen like rarely, not very often. I would get like a really sharp pain, and I almost excused it as maybe a muscle spasm or that I was close to my cycle, and I didn't really understand what that sharp pain was because it only lasted that 1 second. So I said, you know, you kind of jump at it, and then you're like, oh, okay, it's gone. Well, now as I get older, this is almost 10 years later, I actually find myself in the fetal position directly after sex, I would say probably 10% of the time. But when it happens, every time it makes me want to call it quits for even trying to have intercourse because the pain is so excruciating. There are many reasons that people experience, you know, brief or longer lasting pain during intercourse. And the thing is, you never actually know if this time, like when you go to have intercourse, is going to be the time that you're going to have pain. You almost have to go into it blindsided. And if it happens, then you're like, oh, this happens every now and then. And now your day or the next time that you go to have sex or anything like that, it's going to be tainted and ruined because you're experiencing almost like your body is experiencing a trauma symptom of this could hurt us. Let's not engage. So your brain says no, shuts down, gets anxious towards it. Sexual response that humans have is totally crazy. It is like your genitals pick up on all or any repressed feelings that you may have, and they kind of resurface during sex. So that is definitely true if you have relationship problems. Being intimate is not always going to solve that. When one person desires sex more often than the other, you are absolutely going to feel a pressure to perform correctly or to their liking, which is actually going to be more damaging to the situation, both mentally to put up that blocker, or physically, you might experience pain more often. Your state of mind completely affects your arousal. So if you do have feelings of fear or guilt or shame or frustration, embarrassment, awkwardness, anything like that about having sex, chances are you are not going to have the best time ever. It can be hard for you to experience arousal or get turned on, let alone produce lubrication or, of course, have an orgasm. And the feelings that you have of fear, guilt, shame, anything like that, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have sex if you're going through a trauma or, a little bit more difficult mental time. Just know that having time to yourself to own your pleasure, to be intimate with another person, it takes communication and it takes honesty and openness and talking about your problems and moving forward and wanting to move forward. And it can be even harder if you have pain or something in your brain is putting up a trigger and you don't know how to move forward. And before it turns into sexual frustration or pain because of sex, just know that there may be a solution with CBD. Medications can also reduce desire, and that includes birth control or even if you're already on a pain medicine. Then there are medical conditions, and this is probably the biggest reason of pain during intercourse. And it's probably the biggest reason that I see personally people try CBD loop, because you've kind of tried everything. I always hear, I've tried everything, I'll give whatever a shot to decrease the pain during intercourse because it's getting so frustrating. Nothing else is working. And I'm talking about endometriosis here. Absolutely. Endometriosis affects almost 20% of women in the world between ages 15 to 49. And to be honest, I personally know so many women in my life that suffer from endometriosis. It is truly a miserable pain. It could cause infertility. It could cause cysts that require surgery. But basically what endometriosis is the tissue that normally grows and lines the inside of a uterus instead grows on the outside of the uterus, and it can make sex a very painful experience. There's also conditions such as vulvodynia, vaginismus, you know, if you have pain from being postmenopausal, or even if you have chronic BV or yeast infections, you may be able to find relief with a CBD product that works good with you. Talk to a doctor, of course, if you're not sure where to turn, or if you don't know that that product is going to work specifically for you. But if any of those things happen to you or a partner, just know first and foremost that you're not broken. I have so many customers, so many friends, and so many women in my life that are so frustrated by their bodies not allowing them pleasure because of pain that they don't know what to do. It's completely natural to shy away from sex there because you do have those pain receptors that are flaring and they go, don't engage in intercourse. It could lead to pain. But there might be something that you haven't tried yet that could be absolutely worth it, and that is CBD. there are so many different products. So you can always, you know, discuss it with a physician, what they believe is the best fit for you. But CBD is not a drug. You cannot get a high from it. It doesn't show up in a drug test. But yes, it is made from a hemp plant. So in order for something to legally qualify to be stamped with that CBD, know that it has to include less than 0.3% THC. And that actually alarmed me at first too, but the amount is actually so minute that it is not going to alter you in a way that some people might be apprehensive about. It doesn't make you high whatsoever. And you can take that from me. I do not even take like baby Tylenol. I just don't enjoy the feeling of medication whatsoever, let alone any other drug or intoxication. So know that if CBD is safe for anyone where you actually will still feel like yourself, I would take myself as a reliable source there. But if you think about it like this, you know, arousal that we have makes our blood pump. We get a like red flushed face, or of course we're going to get more blood flow to our genitals, and the vagina produces lubrication. So what's kind of made possible in our body is the way that our blood vessels are expanding, and that is called vasodilation. So CBD actually helps to promote vasodilation. It's going to give it this wonderful added benefit of helping our blood flow in genitals and increasing sensitivity and natural lubricant. I believe, and I've read, that CBD noticeably works better for vulva owners because of the added lubrication benefits, but also because CBD is going to penetrate a lot easier in the pores of a vagina, much, much easier than something external such as a penis. So if you're suffering from maybe like dry skin or pain on a penis directly, maybe like a salve made for external use is probably going to benefit just a little bit more than a lubricant. So of course, CBD helps with pain during intercourse in lubrication and intimate oils, but it's not limited to pain. Although, you know, of course it's amazing. It's also great for added stimulation, increased lubrication, and it's going to actually give almost like a helping hand when you have stress. Sex drives often fall really flat if you have maybe stress in your life from a demanding job, or if you have anxiety, or even if you have exhaustion. But sex and masturbation actually helps balance our moods. So if you use a CBD lube, it can be really great for solo play as well. So there's really a reason for everyone to at least try a CBD lube if you have stress in your life, if you have pain in your life, if you want extra stimulation during intercourse or for solo play. But my biggest thing was there were so many products out there that I didn't know what to go with. You can think of CBD as like an added benefit of any other product that you would normally buy if you're not sure where to start, or there's actually quite a bit of intimacy oils to almost be used as like a pre-lube before lubrication, before intercourse, actually before you even engage with sexual activity whatsoever. And then you can mix that later with your favorite water-based, silicone-based, or oil-based. Or you could add a CBD lubricant if you love the effect. There's this new brand that we carry that I adore, and it's called Foria. And one of their products called Awaken would be perfect for everyday use, a foreplay or, you know, before penetration to decrease tension, discomfort, or if you have dryness. There's only 30 milligrams of CBD per bottle, which is actually a bit lower on the spectrum compared to other CBD products. But when you touch this stuff, like, it melts on contact. It has a really awesome like satiny finish to it, and it glides over the body. But that is because it's coconut oil based, so it makes it not compatible with latex condoms, but it makes it really soft on the skin. I know a lot of people use coconut oil to hydrate skin and hair. Another great thing with this one is the smell and taste has me hooked on it. It doesn't smell like a lot of stale scented arousal oils that I have definitely tried in the past. It does have peppermint, cinnamon, ginger, and vanilla added to it. It's completely organic. Every ingredient in there is completely organic. So it smells good, but it also tastes really good. So if you want to try that as your pre-lube, Foria also makes a coconut oil-based CBD lube to continue your play. And that one is going to have 200 milligrams per bottle, so quite a bit more. But that is a lubricant, so that it goes both on your partner or a toy and the vagina, while the arousal oil goes kind of on the clitoris, the rest of the vulva, really wherever you want to put it. It's great for nipple play too. If you want a different, like, fun, stimulating CBD oil, there's this brand called Sultare, and they make really great products. I especially love their Allure oil. It combines spearmint and black pepper for this awesome, like, tingling, warming, and cooling effect. It's also great for arousal if you want to apply it first on the clitoris or the nipples. They make two other oils as well. You can buy them all separately or the collection of all three. I believe it's a bit cheaper that way. The other two that they have are Passion, which holds all the warming properties. It has a lot of cinnamon in this one. And the other one is Desire, which probably has the most calming and relaxing effect out of the three. They are not lubricants. You can use them as a lube if you don't need much, but they are not designed as a lubricant. They're rather like oils that are used for foreplay, that pre-lube, something like that, or before intercourse to really penetrate the pore and start warming up nerve endings for pain-free, relaxation-centered sex. Now keep in mind, these ones are also oil-based, so they are great if you are not using latex condoms. So let's say that you are using a plastic toy or a latex condom. Where do you go from there? Or if you're a fan of water-based lube, I absolutely recommend GoLove. The founder and CEO of this one is Dr. Sadie Allison, who we actually talked to a couple episodes past. If you want to give it a listen, she does talk about GoLove as well and the dosing and the milligrams associated with her products. Dr. Sadie Allison has been in the sexual health and education industry for quite some time. She is incredible and the author of 6 sexual self-help books. Her newest invention with GoLove is great. It balances your pH, it's super moisturizing, and it's actually tasteless. So if you want to use this one for oral, it's nice because you don't have any flavor at all. GoLove for after sex is also going to rejuvenate any micro tearing, which is super common that happens during intercourse. So if you ever have a little bit of soreness, not necessarily a pain, but you almost feel sore after intercourse, completely normal. It's called micro tearing. It happens in the vagina and it's just tiny, tiny. You can't even see them. You could under a microscope, little tears. But when you use just a couple drops of GoLove, it actually helps to heal that. And then we do have a pretty high milligrammed arousal oil in the stores and online as well. And it is by a brand called Flora and Bast. This one's a little different. It can be used both topically, like on your skin and genitals, as well as orally. It enhances sexual energy and ignites libido stimulation because of its super high milligrams. This one contains a cannabis sativa extract, though it is still a non-psychoactive and is classified as CBD and not THC. It has 750 milligrams per bottle. So that is over triple what some of the other lubricants are going to have. It goes a lot longer way with this product versus other CBD oils, but it's still oil-based. So make sure that you use this one without a plastic toy or a latex condom. If you have a favorite CBD intimacy product that I didn't list, or if you have a unique experience with pain during intercourse that you're willing to share or talk about, or if you need help picking a product that's right for you, reach out to me. It's what I'm here for, and I will absolutely do my very best to point you in the right direction. So if you do have questions or anything you need help with, you can go ahead and email me. My email is Haley, that's H-A-L-E-Y, at loverslane.com. We are on Instagram at Intimacy Advisor Pod or on Twitter at IA_pod. You can also find us on Facebook under Intimacy Advisor Podcast. I hope this helped. And if it's the beginning of your CBD journey, congratulations and welcome aboard. It helped me dramatically, and I'm sure it will do the same for you. Thanks for listening, guys. I will talk to you again next Monday.
Lover's Lane. That play together, stay together.